Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of March 14th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Over the past week, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris of California toured the state for the third time on March 8th and 9th. She made stops in Myrtle Beach, Hemingway, St. George, and North Charleston. We take you to Hemingway, where as part of Harris's tour of the state, she spoke to a crowd of nearly 200 people at the Chavez One Stop Complex on March 8th.
Let's speak truth. We are a society that pretends to care about education. Now, South Carolina knows that quite well. We are a society that pretends to care about education, but not so much the education of other people's children. I have traveled our country, and I have started to travel this state. I have met teachers who are working two, sometimes three jobs, because otherwise they can't put food on the table, plus they're coming out of their own pocket to pay for school supplies. We are not recognizing the value of our educators. We are not recognizing that in addition to parents, it is our teachers who are raising our children. Elections matter. We have to signal to folks, we are not buying this distraction they're trying to sell about either the Second Amendment or take everyone's guns away. No. We just want reasonable gun safety laws so that you, a young leader, don't have to go to school every day being afraid.
Earlier in the day, Harris was at Big Mike's Soul Food Restaurant in Myrtle Beach, where more than 70 people crowded inside to hear her. Vicky Levesay was one of those people and brought her 10-year-old son with her. She was excited to see Harris in the area since it's such a Republican county. To that point, a group of 20 people wearing Make America Great Again hats stood across from the restaurant where a line of people had formed out the door.
Because there is a lot of anger, and nobody wants to listen to one another and be respectful. And that's what we're trying to teach. That's the biggest message I took away from Ms. Harris, is that we have to look toward the future, have a vision, but we are Americans. We are not Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. First and foremost, we are Americans, and we speak for each other. No more divisiveness, no more segregation, blame, you know, pointing the finger at other groups. We're American first, and that's where we need to strive to be.
Jim and Debbie Dye retired to Myrtle Beach from New York last summer. They say that they want a progressive in the White House and are leaning more towards Senator Harris, as well as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. But Jim says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' age concerns him when he's looking for a two-term president.
I think she has a real strong chance. I've always liked Elizabeth Warren, too. And frankly, I'm going to vote for whoever the Democratic, even if it's not who I vote for in the primary, I'm going to vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is.
In the Senate, she's voted with Warren 96% of the time. So there's that.
Equally strong.
Yeah, they're both very strong candidates. And I would go with either one of them. I'd be delighted to. The more progressive, the better.
And a little full disclosure here, we weren't able to tag along with New York Mayor Bill de Blasio when he was in town last week due to scheduling conflicts. The potential 2020 contender was in Columbia on March 9th. He had breakfast with Columbia Democrats, attended a criminal justice roundtable, and went to Donna and Carol Fowler's house. On Saturday, March 10th, de Blasio and his wife went to a church service in Orangeburg. Looking ahead, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will make his first trip to South Carolina since declaring his candidacy. He'll be in town on March 14th at 7 p.m. at the Royal Family Life Center in North Charleston. Follow me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for candidate updates and other additional SC 2020 news. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased towards any candidate or campaign. We're just out there covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get you as much information so you can make your own decision in 2020. And we'll bring you a mini pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter at SCLEDEPOD, that's at SCLEDPOD. And you can also follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign trail. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.